I don't think it's a matter of bleach. I think it's a matter of a solvent. And there's a cleanser called, I don't know what it's called, but it's in a green bottle. Soil Love, that's what it's called. And it's like a alcohol-based cleanser.
Was like clothes.
And I think if I use that with the carpet cleaner, I think it might be able to come up. Yeah. I love your hair and braids, by the way.
Thank you.
So cute. And you're able to do it so fast. That would have taken me like 7 years.
7 years.
Yeah. I would have. And you know, like when you like one of the braids is pulled too tight and the whole thing kind of like starts curling over to one
Yeah.
side, I would have had to start over like 15 times. I understand the concept of braid. I know how to do it. But I suck at it.
Oh, how I learned is just thinking you got three and they always want to be in the middle. I want to be in the middle. I want to be in the middle. I want to be in the middle. That's
Yeah.
how I taught myself, by just saying that. I want to be in the middle.
Nice. Ready.
So,
Wait, what did I tell you in the car?
no.
Oh, okay. The One Direction thing.
Oh.
I just.
Do you think it's a lot of barnacles?
I do think it's a load of barnacles. I don't. I. What. You know what amazes me? Is the fact that I'm a smart guy and I'm well read. I pay attention. I read a lot of periodicals and I listen to news and I keep up with, well, I think I'm pretty well versed in pop culture. You know, I pay attention to the world. So when I hear a phrase like Larry Shipper, and it has to be explained to me, and then to find out that there's this whole thing behind it, it's not just like one or two people that like made up a word. There's hundreds of thousands of people that are part of these intricate groups of people that have put together Louis and Harry from One Direction, wanting them to be a couple. And because they want them to be a couple, they're called shippers. To hear that there's websites and blogs and discussion boards and this whole conspiracy going on that I had nothing, just wasn't even on my radar. Makes me think that maybe I'm not as well versed and as smart as I tend to think that I am.
You can always ask your very smart daughter if you have
Yeah, but I
questions.
wouldn't know to even ask that question.
I know what shipping is. I didn't know what Larry
But I
was.
wouldn't have known to even ask you about shipping.
Oh, trust me.
But I it never would have occurred to me. It's like there's a
I'm
term for it. It's called unconsciously incompetent. I didn't know what I didn't know. So, whereas you could probably teach me about it,
I could definitely teach you about shipping.
but I wouldn't have known to ask the question.
100%. I am the queen.
You're the queen of shipping?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Who do you ship about?
It's just who do you ship?
Well, who do you
Not
ship?
about. I
Who's
don't
at
know.
the top of your list? So maybe we should explain. What is shipping? Give me.
The thing is, like, when you want two people, whether it's from a show or a movie or a band or anything, to be together.
Like in a
Yeah,
relationship.
that's where it comes
That's what I
from.
got. Yeah. They didn't explain that earlier, but that's what I understood.
That's where it's from.
And you're called a shipper?
Yeah. Like the ship name and then shipper.
Yeah.
Like I'm a blank shipper. Or I ship blank. And then one
so
thing.
these so th- so this was an entire conversation that they had with this woman who was like the head of the Larry Shippers.
Who's the head of the ship?
Yeah.
That's, I didn't know that was a thing.
Like she was like a contact person, like a hardcore. Yeah. And she had all of these conspiracy theories about matching tattoos, and
I could see it.
So every once in a while, I get in the car with you, and we have to listen to the same songs over and over. And you, like back in your One Direction days, you would quiz me on different things about One Direction, and I used to think, "Oh my gosh,
they would quiz you." I remember that.
Oh yeah, you used to point to the names. Who's this?
Yeah, I was trying to teach you.
Yeah.
Do you know their names?
No.
It says it right there. Come on, man.
Well, yeah, it's Mikey, Luke, Ash, and Callum.
Michael, but...
So, I understand the nature of fandom. But it amazes me how far it goes and down these dark and seedy alleys.
It's not dark.
Oh, come on. To be taking video... and slowing it down to catch that one tiny little look when Louis supposedly looks at Harry with these adorable eyes, that's a dark and seedy alley. That's looking for crazy.
Okay, well, if it's like one thing, if it's a one little tiny look, then yeah, that's looking for something. Mm.
Well, supposedly there's, you know, hundreds. 31, like there's a website, something like 31, 31 memes that prove that, that Louis and Harry are in a relationship.
Prove. No questions. Prove.
Just crazy. Just simply. Crazy.
Five sauces shipped.
Yeah?
Yeah, all of them.
Well,
they all have names, but I don't ship any of them.
Like with each other?
Yeah.
Wait, like Callum is supposed to be dating Luke or something like that?
That's called cake. I mean, it works.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like any of them, though.
I can't, like, we didn't like, do this with our bands.
Don't...
Like, when I was growing up, like, we never would have guessed. We never would have, like, secretly
no
hoped
way.
That like, Bret Michaels was secretly in a relationship with Nikki Sixx.
No, I don't think... I don't... Nobody
we
that I know
we
of...
We would have called that Bricks.
Nobody that I know of in the fandom... Like it's not common for people to genuinely think that they're in a relationship.
So what is it like
for funsies?
For funsies.
For lulz. For tlulz.
See? Once again, I didn't know that funsies and lulz was the thing.
Those are not things.
Now
those
I'm
are things
go
that
in.
You should never use. What? Those are things that I use ironically.
Oh, I need a notebook or something.
Yeah.
A little
when I do this I can go as close as I want to without after worrying about you breathing in my mouth.
Nice. Okay, well thanks, I appreciate
it. My
that.
Least favorite.
I know. All right,
now that it's weird to think about it that all of them could be shipped together.
Yeah,
I mean there's only four
Cash
of them. What, Callum and Ashton? That's Cashton.
No, Callum and
I mean, really? His name is Ashton, but I just put Ash. Cashton. Then.
Mike Ash.
Mashton. Come on. Come on, man. These are so simple. Lashton.
It's like Sesame Street when they're trying to teach you how to say the words k, at, cat.
Yeah.
T, at, tat.
Yeah. All of the ones with Ashton are just the first person to the other person's name. And. Ashton.
Yeah. That's nice.
They just add on a letter.
All right. Well, I think
it was enough for
crazy talk
tonight.
With Rick and Sid can be done for the night. I've got a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Got many things to learn.
I'll teach you. I can show you the world.
Oh,
shiny, shimmering, splendid.
All right.
Overside.
I got it.
I'm gonna sing the whole song now. Do it. Dear God, we pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow, and that Daddy will have a good day at work. For your healing hand on Mommy's back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. So, on a more serious note, from what we were talking about earlier, Jesus just loved people. And if you study the Bible, what you find out is that Jesus met people where they were. He didn't expect people to come and meet him where he was. And I mean that literally and figuratively. He walked everywhere and he met people all over. And figuratively, he didn't go to the prostitute and say, listen, if you're finished being a prostitute, once you're done with this, why don't you come and see me and I got some good stuff for you. He met her right where she was. And the leper, he didn't say, look, if you want to get up and go get yourself healed in there, once you're finished, you can come. I think it's important for us to realize that when it comes to loving people, we need to meet them where they're at. And sometimes it's too difficult sometimes to think and act that way. Seems like it. You want to go, why would I waste my time when you don't care about that? Why would I want to put myself out there if you're not going to meet me halfway with that? And the good principle for us to hold is to meet them where they are. And you need to be aware of the fact that sometimes, even when you're meeting them over there and you're trying to give them assistance, they'll never come to the middle. You'll always have to be where they are. And you just have to be okay with that. And sometimes that's difficult. Lots of ways to apply that in your life. Agreed? I can't hear head nodding.
Yeah. But you know what head nodding means.
I know. But I like to hear you use your words. Go to sleep, Pocahontas.
What? Wait, what? Why Pocahontas?
Seriously? You know all about shipping, but a girl with two pigtails can't put together, can't connect the dots of Pocahontas?
Like 90% sure you're talking about Sacagawea.
Sacagawea is a...
In every single picture of Sacagawea, she has braids. Every single painting of her and everything.
Really? I'm only familiar with her on the silver dollar, on the gold coin silver dollar. So.
I'm pretty much familiar with her from Night at the Museum. But Pocahontas nice. Had, long flowing hair.
Did she?
And you paint with all the colors.
Maybe in the cartoon, but in real life, she was a braid girl.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, how would you know that? I was going to say, did you do your studies on it?
I do not know. Let me guess. Good night. I love you.
Good night. Can you help me straighten my blankets a bit?
No, geez, sure.